Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Good evening and welcome to Encouragementology. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. We are talking about feeling successful. Whether you are hitting it out of the park or barely getting off the bench, this is a show for you. Webster defines successful as accomplishing an aim or purpose, setting a goal and hitting a target. But what if you could feel successful in your everyday, just living and breathing and having that feeling of success? Sounds ominous and over the rainbow, right? But what if? Would you search a little longer for that feeling? Go a little deeper to experience that on a daily basis? I think we need to redefine successful and look at ourselves in a new light. So, ready to turn on the light and illuminate the corners? How are you feeling today? Did you wake up on top of the world? The alarm goes off and you popped out of bed, creator of your own destiny, onward and upward? Wouldn't that be great? First of all, just to pop out of bed when the alarm goes off. Forget all the destiny stuff for a minute. Are any of us that eager to start the morning? That's on the to-do list for sure. Popping out of bed, note to self. Or does your morning look a little different? Snooze. Snooze again, yet again, coffee, no talking, shh, more coffee. The list is already a mile long, and of all the things I failed to accomplish yesterday, how will I ever feel successful when I can't seem to accomplish anything? Wow. Okay, if your morning looks like that, we need a redefinition stat. Let's start with expectations and potentially unrealistic expectations. Alexander Pope said, "Blessed is he who expects nothing, for he shall never be disappointed." Have you ever wondered why we set our expectations so high? It's great to challenge yourself and push yourself out of your comfort zone, but why do we do that? What are we expecting? A big payoff every time? Sometimes the expectations we have for ourselves are actually created by someone else. You know, your parents expected you to sit up straight, be home early, get good grades, be quiet, clean your room, clean your plate, find a good partner, settle down, have a family, contribute to society already. I'm exhausted, and those aren't even my own expectations. What happens when we pile on all of our own? No wonder life can feel overwhelming, and we can't seem to get anything accomplished. What if we let go of all the expectations we've been drowning in, and we swim back to shore free from them all? What if we started over and created our own set of expectations specifically for us right now where we are? How would that look? I expect to get enough sleep to re-energize my body and renew my mind. I expect kind words from myself and those around me. I expect challenges and will accept the outcome knowing I tried my hardest. I expect nothing but what I have to give at this moment. I expect to be loved and will start by loving myself. If we created our own expectations in this manner, the feeling of success would come much easier, because we're setting ourselves up for success instead of failure. Casey from Lifehack gives us 10 expectations you need to let go of if you want to be successful, not just feel successful. You need to wait for the right opportunity. Gotta let that expectation go. The real truth is that Nothing is ever perfect. Opportunities won't just come knocking. You may have to go hunt for them. Many successful people started out small and made mistakes along the way. Take the WWE superstar Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He started his wrestling career by taking $40 per match. Today, he earns 7 to 8 figures to feature in films. He's really grown outside of the ring. You have to let go of the expectation you will be happy when you become successful. Many get it wrong with this kind of expectation. The reality is that success is more of a journey than a destination. Happiness shouldn't be waited for. You need to appreciate every moment of the climb. By building on your relationships and balancing work and personal life, it's not just about goals. It's about working in a healthy balance. Let go of the expectation you have to save to save. You know, many want to be wealthy and they think that attaining such wealth, which is all relative, by the way, or success requires aggressive saving techniques. What they don't know is that successful people don't save just to save. They save to invest. When Elon Musk was undergoing a crisis to get venture capitalists to back his company, SpaceX, it was the millions he had saved that he invested back in and got him out of the hole. Elon Musk had not saved to buy something luxurious. He saved to buy something that turned him into a billionaire in a couple of years. Let go of you can succeed on your own. Success is not achieved independently. Many successful people have mentors or a big support group of people who contribute to their success. By hanging around people with these kind of successful traits will ignite you and multiply your chances of obtaining success. People need people. We all need to learn from each other. And having an accountability partner as your mentor is wonderful. Someone that you can really bounce ideas off of. Someone that is out for your success. Let go of you define making money as success. The truth is that money is a powerful motivator, but money could make you bankrupt on other aspects of your life. It's better to see or view success as making a contribution or adding value rather than seeing it as a way to simply add more zeros to your bank account. What can you do to impact the world and those around you? It's not just bringing in the dollars, it's giving back. Let go of, you need a lot of time to attain success. Many people want success fast. And with all the blog posts offering different advice on the subject, many think that it's about working so hard that they get their lucky break. It's right around the corner. The truth is that success needs no lucky breaks, but consistent effort daily, monthly, yearly. Doing this comes with a regular sense of accomplishment, which keeps you fulfilled and energized. Remember, it's not a sprint. Even though sometimes we see this false reality of people just making it, the big payoff, but we don't see all the work that it took to actually get there. Let go of you need society to validate your success. This is huge. Many expect that their environment and what they can display in terms of looks and luxury items defines their success. Their big house, their fancy car. What defines success is from within and has nothing to do with the opinions of others. To feel successful, you have to feel it first, and that comes from within. Let go of, you need to have an advanced degree from a well-known university. Now, I'm not knocking universities, and I'm sure they're not knocking it in this article as well, but Is it that important? However, many successful people have defined their success even from poor backgrounds. People that didn't even finish high school. Success needs simply a dream, a design, and a consistent action to seeing your goals to fruition. Successful people like Anne Wintour, who's the editor of Vogue, and Richard Branson, who's the founder of the Virgin Group, didn't start out with degrees from any university. Now, that's not to say that you don't need to specialize in something, or in certain aspects, you do need that kind of advanced education. But starting with a dream and a goal and really setting out to achieve those, having a plan, working towards it, tenacity, compassion, dedication, those are tools you need in your arsenal. You need to let go of "you will attain success at your first try." Many believe that to obtain success, one has to get it right the first time. This is so wrong. No one gets it right the first time. Successful people fail and they keep trying until they succeed. Failure plays a key role in your success. Failure is where you learn. And you learn a lot of different things, not just how to modify your attempt, but you learn that whole feeling of failure and how to overcome that. So it's a big character building process as well. And you need to let go of "you will become an interesting person everybody wants to be with when you become successful." Have you ever thought about it that way? The journey of success has a way of rubbing on who one is along with on the way. That is why character is an important element of success. How do you define character? Is it that when you have more money, more possessions, you become a person that everybody wants to be with? Success will not make you a better person. That will always be up to you. Okay, you've done it. You've accomplished your goal. You've hit your target. Now what? Why can we do everything right and yet we still don't feel successful? What's missing? The feeling, right? When goals are expectations set by someone else or society in general, then we don't have an emotional connection to them and the feeling we're looking for won't be as strong, if we even feel it at all. We need to feel something for what we're trying to do, or we'll never get that feeling. Remember the swim back to shore and the re-engineering of expectations? It's time to do the same before you take aim. Make sure where you're going is where you want to go, so that when you get there, it's where you want to be and you can experience that feeling. Life can't just be one drudge after another, always moving the carrot further away. Sometimes you're sprinting, sometimes you're walking, sometimes you're on your hands and knees crawling. Are you waiting for retirement before the fun begins? Did you buy into the concept of working your entire life, scrimping and saving, so that you could do whatever you wanted to do after the age of 65, of course? Is that success? My visual of that is dragging my beat up and broken self across some fictitious finish line only to collapse on the other side. What if you could have successful events and many celebrations along the way? What if you could retire while you're still working for what you want? Sounds lovely, doesn't it? Well, Bill Carmody, founder and CEO of TreePoint, says, "Celebrating your wins not only feels great physically, it also reinforces the positive attitude and behavior you want to have show up when you face a new challenge or opportunity. The act of celebrating changes your physiology and strengthens your psychology. When you celebrate, endorphins are released inside your body and you feel incredible. When you accomplish something and don't take that time to celebrate, you're robbing yourself of an important feeling that reinforces your success. So much of what we do in our lives is driven by our psychology. However, if you fail to celebrate your many accomplishments, you're training your brain that what you're doing isn't that important. If every day feels mundane, even when you're crushing it, you will stop giving 110% of yourself, and that will lead to lackluster results. The lack of celebration will lead to a feeling of emptiness, and the result will be less focus, decreased performance over time. Celebrating with colleagues and partners and friends, it tightens your network. By no means must you throw a party to celebrate. There are many psychological and physiological benefits in simply acknowledging your wins, either in a journal or with close friends or family members, just letting them know you did something great. How many times do you come home from work and say, "Hey, guess what happened? This is what I did." People typically aren't used to bragging on themselves. But there are added benefits when you expand your circle to include other partners to celebrate with. When you're in a peak state of celebration, you have added benefits of strengthening your network of those around you. Your own celebration is contagious, and the people around you will want to share in your success. As accomplishments are properly recounted, new ideas and opportunities are formed and shared. In this state, this peak state, you feel like you can accomplish anything. When you surround yourself with other people in their peak state, it's natural to look for ways to collaborate and strengthen your network. It's contagious. Don't you see when somebody's kind of on top of the world and they feel so confident, people just gravitate to them and then they want to share ideas and it's sort of this fire gets underneath you. Don't keep it to yourself. Your celebrations position you correctly as a winner and attracts more success. Success begets more success. So it's only natural to build upon existing momentum, especially during events of celebration. Perception becomes reality. As you celebrate your wins, others look for ways to participate in what you have successfully built. The right partnerships are formed with value for value exchanges. This means that to attract, you have to put it out there in order to attract it back. There's a high probability that bringing this kind of action to the table will get you more action, more success, more offers, more deals. I mean, do I really need to give you a reason to throw a party? It seems like we are always looking for a reason to celebrate until it comes to celebrating ourselves. Why is it so hard to pat ourselves on the back for a job well done? We may be quick to give out compliments and congratulations to other people, yet shrug off any accolades when it comes to our own accomplishments. Maybe if we actually knew how good it was, how good it was for us to build in many celebrations, we might actually build it into our weekly routine. Well, Christopher Connors from Median says that it may actually improve our lives. So if you knew that it was going to improve your life, wouldn't you want to celebrate now? Well, love what you do. Live for what you do. Pour your heart, soul, and all you've got into it. But for goodness sakes, celebrate yourself when it's merited and deserved. By all means, celebrate what you've accomplished. Don't get self-conscious. Don't get into the whole false humility thing. Celebrate yourself when you've done something great. How about, here's some of the benefits that you get from celebration. Maybe these will lead you into letting go a little bit and throwing yourself a mini party. Enthusiasm. Celebrating success, it gives us a shot at the necessary value of enthusiasm or fire. It completes a cycle. Enthusiasm rejuvenates our soul, gives us passion and power to keep moving forward to the next challenge. Every great venture begins. It's sustained and powered by enthusiasm. Having a passion for what you do is essential if you want to do great things. Confidence. Confidence is kind of twofold. First, let's start with self-confidence. Your achievements should always bring out the best inside of you. They should build you up and help you believe that you can achieve the next goal in front of you. Confidence also comes in the belief and trust that other people place in you. Great opportunities and prosperous new relationships come to those that have achieved because other people feel safe in placing their confidence in that person, right? Earlier this year, LeBron James wrote on his Instagram page. It was this image of himself in high school, and he wrote sort of a future message to himself. It was a rare insight into the importance of celebrating yourself. We all need to remind ourselves sometimes of just how far we've come, and here's his post. Want to be one of the first to congratulate you on this accomplishment tonight that you will reach. Only a handful have seen it. And while I know it's never been a goal of yours from the beginning, please try to take a moment for yourself on how you've done it. The house you're about to be a part of only has 6 seats in it, but one more will be added, and you should be very proud and honored to be invited inside. There's so many people to thank who have helped this even become possible, so thank them all. And when you finally get your moment alone to yourself, smile, look up at the higher skies and say thank you. So with that said, congrats again, young king. Notice the gratitude and celebration. It's a wonderful example of what it means to honor ourselves before we move on to the next goal. You can also get belief. It's a great byproduct is belief. Faith, meaning the belief in yourself and the belief in the people around you, grows exponentially when you succeed. Only you will really know all the hours you spent working towards starting a business or writing a screenplay or delivering a killer presentation, graduating for college, or lifting someone else up and making a huge impact in their life. When you've done this, you start to believe that you can continue to keep doing it for the benefit of yourself and for others. The belief in yourself. Let's talk about for a minute commitment. Similar to the mental and emotional part of building up your faith, commitment enables you to begin and begin and begin again, right? This is where the love of the process matters. Commitment is strengthened and energized through celebrating something special. How about consistency? For one thing, you should consistently celebrate your achievements. The consistency of applying yourself to a task or tasks, seeing it through, bringing that same powerful energy, purpose, and focus every day is what makes success possible. The repetition of this mindset and approach is always worth a celebration in the end. It's how everything awesome is possible. How about nerve? You get some nerve. If you know what it feels like to do something great, then you know what that little smirk and that chip on your shoulder feels like. What do I mean? That nerve, that warm, bold sensation inside of you that is building and telling yourself, maybe I'm just crazy enough to do this again. Maybe I should go after something even bolder. When you find something you love, keep going after it. Maybe you've launched your first business. Maybe now you want to try a whole new venture that will push you to the limits and challenge your comfort zone. Why? Because you know in your heart that you can do it. You have the nerve to to give it a shot and see what happens. How about happiness? Isn't that a reason to celebrate a great payoff? This one's simple. Eric Barker from Time Magazine said, "Next time something good happens, stop whatever you're doing. Give it a second and appreciate the moment. The happiness researchers call it savoring." I once coached a client who was only 1 year removed from being an analyst, who suddenly found himself in a director level position for a major government agency. He had undersold himself and didn't know what was possible. When he finally realized that he had all the tools to be successful, he decided to start acting with more confidence. He began celebrating every win. He was so much happier inside. His happiness boosted his self-esteem, his energy level, his optimism, and his confidence. It literally carried him into the corner office job, all because he was willing to celebrate the climb. How about sharing celebration? Celebration can be for ourselves and it can be shared with others. It literally lifts up our emotions to take part in something communal, something shared with other people. Take this from the How Happiness. Sharing success and accomplishments with others has been shown to be associated with elevated pleasant emotions and well-being. Isn't that enough? So when you and your spouse or cousin or best friend wins an honor, congratulate him or her and yourself, and then celebrate. Try to enjoy the occasion to the fullest, passing on rejoicing the good new leads you might have, relish and soak up the moment. How about you get peace of mind? I don't know about you, but when I haven't stopped to enjoy life's big and small wins, I find myself anxious, depressed, or unhappy. It becomes easier to dwell on what I haven't done, which is crazy. It's the classic half-empty mindset that usually doesn't get us anywhere but stuck and frustrated. Here's the truth that all of us can accept. Not everything that we've touched has turned out to be gold, right? I've plenty of failed attempts. And not everything we create and build will. But we can celebrate the failure and the learning aspect from it, right? This can really boost our ego. Overcoming a challenge is a wonderful thing to celebrate. Maybe you had a challenge and for a moment, you were stuck. But then you went into problem-solving mode and you found another way around it. And even if it wasn't ideal, you still made it. And you should celebrate the fact that you were genius enough to not get stopped in your tracks and to find another way. That's worth celebrating. Just finding another way. How about lifting someone else up? Knowing that you've achieved something great and celebrating that win should inspire you to lift someone else up. For every great achievement that you've had, work to multiply that in someone else. Lift several other people up. With the social media world at our fingertips, we have no excuse. We can start out by just giving a positive response. But go beyond that. Not just a way to go, congrats. But reach out, send a special message, send a card in the mail, ask to meet, go to lunch, have some coffee. What about finding gratitude? Finding gratitude is such a huge part of feeling successful. We started this show talking about just sort of getting bogged down with all the things that we have left to do. How can we have all these grand expectations for ourselves. How can we really break through that and just celebrate the success that we already have? You know, it's important to take a little time and conjure up everything that you've already done. When you're working so hard and running towards that goal, you forget the steps that you've already taken. So it's important to remind yourself of that. Now, I do this annually. I write down a list of everything that I've done. But sometimes, quarterly or even monthly, sometimes I need a pick-me-up. Sometimes I might have hit a few challenges, some things aren't really going my way. I might get down on myself and question what I'm doing. And then if I sit down and I really step back, get that aerial view of everything going on, okay, now I can see it for what it is. I'm not in the weeds. I don't have the machete out in the jungle. Aerial view. Aha. Okay. Wait a minute. I've actually come a long way already. Look at all these things I've already done. That gives you a chance to have a celebration and really feel successful. Don't forget what you've already done. And even if your gratitude starts with just a tiny sliver of gratitude, if you wake up, as we talked about in the beginning, rushed and feeling overwhelmed, stop. Really peel that all back, let the smoke clear, and find one thing that you can focus on. One piece of gratitude, one thing. It might be as simple as you woke up today. It could be that it's going to be a great day. You're going to talk yourself into that. The gratitude is, I have an opportunity to do something amazing today. What a gift. Another opportunity. That's great. If we look at that as a gift versus, ugh, another day. Oh, well, here's a Tuesday. Great. Not quite to the weekend yet, right? We're wasting all of those opportunities. Success is inside. You just have to bring it to the surface. You've got to get rid of all the other things, all the self-doubt, all the expectations, all the unmet goals that you've placed so far in your future so that you can feel successful right now, right here in this moment. That's up to you. You're the one that can do that. I hope you've been able to pick up a few ideas, maybe just a new way of looking at it. It's really easy to get overwhelmed, bogged down, and just feel unsuccessful. Just feel like nothing's really going your way. You know, there's just too much going wrong. It may be time to look at that. Look at that with a new lens. Pull it apart a little bit. Challenge it. You know, we can overgeneralize so easy. You know, we've talked about it before. Things are going great, and then a little challenge, a little snag happens, a couple of little things back to back, and all of a sudden it overshadows everything good with bad, right? And then we build on top of that. We give that fire more fuel because we start buying into the fact that it always happened. I never get this. I'm always getting the short end of the stick. And we use those words like never and always. You remember children do that a lot, you know, when they're throwing a fit. I never get what I want. I always have to take out the trash or whatever that may be. But when we overgeneralize, we just start convincing ourselves that that's fact. And then we live under this shadow of doom because we've already convinced ourselves that, well, why do you even try? Because it's never going to work out right. How are we ever going to feel successful if we adopt that kind of attitude? So we talked a little bit about expectations. You know, if you could go into something without any expectations, you'd never be disappointed, right? Under promise, over deliver. That's what we like to say in the sales industry. But that's not always easy in life. But letting go of expectations and really just redefining those too for where you are right now. You know, we grew up with a lot of preconceived notions, expectations by other people that we're trying to live up to. And I can't tell you the amount of young people I have talked to that are feeling way behind because of all of these expectations. They're not even figured out who they are yet, and they already feel like they're never going to get there. What a sad state to be in at such an early age. So challenge that. Really think about what it is that you're dumping on top of yourself. If you throw the carrot so far down that you can't ever reach it, how are you ever going to feel successful? And if you always, look, I'm using the word always, if you always create a bigger goal without celebrating the milestone you just reached, will you ever feel successful? I don't think so. Feeling successful is accomplishing something, that feeling of accomplishment. If you never allow yourself to accomplish anything, how will you ever feel that way? So maybe love that you have a goal, love that you have a dream. Break it down into smaller, bite-sized chunks. Everybody needs that anyway. Start pushing away what everyone else has told you, what all everyone else's expectations are. Build in some mini celebrations. I challenge you, celebrate you, not for all your goals accomplished, but for the fact that you're here giving it all you got. Redefine success and find gratitude in the journey, not just the destination. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges. Someone threw to the path was clear.